boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Now, there's a fat chance I am completely losing it and I'm no longer here anymore. Or there was sirens this morning.
Not for me.
Well, that's what everybody else is saying. So that's why I'm thinking I may have lost it.
Okay.
Because here's the thing. This morning around, I think it was like 9:10, 9:15, the sirens go off. First thing I think, it's a Wednesday. Second thing I think, it's not the first of the month.
Yeah, that's weird.
So then I text. Well, actually, first thing, I look to neighbor man. He looks to me and we go, there's no severe weather, is there? Is there a tornado right now?
That'd be a really weird time for a tornado.
It'd be a very weird time. He immediately hops onto his, you know, weather sources. I immediately hop on weather sources. I hop onto the Z102.9 app and I'm like, of course, Claire and Eric are going to be talking about this on the morning scramble, right? And then I don't see anything on the weather sources. So then I'm like, okay, Cedar Rapids Fire Department, you're going to be talking about this. Cedar Rapids Police Department, you're going to be talking about this on Facebook. It was nothing. Crickets. Nobody's talking about it. I'm like, what? Did only we hear this? Are we imagining this? But it went on and on and on and on forever. And then I texted my family group chat. My sister lives in town and I said, why are the sirens going off? She goes, I don't hear them.
What are you talking about?
Like, am I actually losing it? And here's the thing. I did see last week. I can't remember if it was the Cedar Rapids Fire Department or the Police Department. I think they reposted a Facebook post that said that the sirens in town are glitching. Which I remember thinking when I saw that, I was like, how are they glitching? I didn't hear nothing. But now I'm like, are they glitching in different parts of the town each week?
Well, I'm wondering, because it is weird that it's a Wednesday since it's a new year. Like, they were ready to go with the first test of the year, and now it's just like, oopsie, we set it for every week or what? Oh, yeah. Every single Wednesday? I don't know.
Because I didn't hear the glitch that I know happened last week. I did not hear that one. So when I saw that article, I was like, didn't hear that one. Well, now this week, it was definitely on my side of town. Nobody else hears it. I have not heard a single person confirm they heard the siren. So either there was in fact a glitch, and I just need one person to confirm it, or neighbor man and I have lost it.
You got to make friends with like a neighbor or something so that you can text them when that happens.
And be like, did you hear it? Did you hear the sirens?
Or maybe they just set them off in your house.
Oh,
your house only.
And only our house.
Yeah.
Maybe it was neighbor man. Maybe he had an app on his phone just to mess with me.
That's a good prank. You know, I sit through a lot of sporting broadcasts at my house on a week-to-week basis. And I deal with that. I deal with football. I deal with basketball. Sometimes I enjoy watching it. Sometimes I complain about it.
Mm-hmm.
However, last night, I think I have found my new least favorite thing to watch on TV.
Okay.
My boyfriend turned on virtual golfing.
Can I ask stupid questions?
Please do.
Virtual golfing, aka, is this like computer people golfing?
No.
Is it people golfing? Is it like what I've seen on like commercials where I'm putting inside a building and I just hit it against the wall? And then it's on like a TV.
Yes.
But is this a sport?
That's what I asked because, you know, him and his brother were like, oh, let's turn this on. I'm like, what are you doing? And then they show freaking Tiger Woods is doing this.
He's still
playing. Got the big leagues out there in a room with a giant projector swinging golf clubs. And then everybody's like, ooh, ah. And it's all virtual.
Okay, but question again. Another dumb question. Is it because it's snowing outside? You know, you could go somewhere warm.
Well, yes. I don't know. I think there's like actually a new league where you can compete.
Why?
I don't know.
Wouldn't you want the real deal? That's just what I want.
That's what I was saying. I'm like, dude, I thought normal golf was boring.
I just have a feeling it's probably like, my game's better this way, dude. My game is so much better.
No, the one funny thing.
I have a feeling is that that's what it is.
No, the one funny thing about it is that they were all bad. Tiger Woods was not doing great. Like, he was in the sand traps.
So their game sucks. Then why would you want to do it?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I don't ever want to watch it again because I just was mad.
Yeah, don't ever put this on the TV. I'm just going to curse the whole time.
I mean, I guess it's better than normal golf because normally that makes me sleep. Virtual golf makes me angry.
Oh, my God. Don't tell me what channel it's on.
I won't.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I don't think it's too late to set a 2025 resolution or a goal you have for the new year, because I still see a lot of people talking about it on TikTok.
I think you got the whole month of January. Don't you?
Yeah, I agree.
Kick it off in February.
Why not?
I mean, I'm kicking it off in January because I'm better. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Okay. Well,
I'm just kidding.
Something that I've been seeing, obviously, you have the like common resolutions. Go to the gym, lose weight,
save money.
That's always easier said than done.
That's my goal, but will it actually happen?
Well, you should look into this actually, because I've seen a lot of people posting to save money. They have a no buy list.
Okay.
That they're going to try to avoid spending money on certain things for, I don't know if it's the entire year or if they're breaking it down month by month.
Don't say fast food.
It's up to you what's on your no buy
there's
list.
It's not like a rule.
No. So people are calling it the no buy list challenge. So you come up with your own list, obviously.
I will tell you, I'm kind of sort of doing this. What I am not allowing myself to buy right now, and it's so freaking hard, is that I already have a ton of lotions and perfumes. Mm-hmm. So I'm not allowing myself to buy anymore until I go through all the product. And that is so freaking hard, because right now I really want the Sabrina Carpenter. Mm. She's had it out forever, but I really want her like vanilla perfume so badly.
Yep. Well, that's one that is on a lot of people's lists. No perfume, no body products, no beauty products. No new clothes, whatsoever.
No, I'm out.
No jewelry, no new technology.
That would be easy.
No more than once a month takeout. So I guess, I mean, you can kind of limit it. Like, I'm going to allow myself to go through the drive-thru once a month.
I would like to get to that point.
That would be nice, right?
Uh-huh.
Somebody said no books, which I'm like, period, me.
I think you should be allowed to spend money on your hobby. If your hobby is reading, you should be allowed to spend money, but do it smarter.
I like
go to a discount place or go to the library. Hello, $3.99.
Yeah, true, true.
Unless you're late. Wait, do they still charge for that?
Probably. No. I guess I don't know. The one that I really liked was because it's not a no spend, I guess, but it's no canceling on your workout classes. So if you're going to spend the money to go to to have a subscription to a certain workout class, you're not allowed to cancel on it so that your money doesn't go to waste, which I thought was kind of genius. You're spending money, but you're making sure.
Is that the same thing for Netflix, which means I just got to watch a crap ton of Netflix? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
You might be on something
there. I'm spending $18 on it. Guess I just have to watch Netflix while I work.
18 hours a day.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
I know there's a lot of jobs that I am not qualified for. I should never work on somebody's brain. I should never be like a brain doctor.
Right? Yeah, definitely. No.
Never should do taxes because I can't even, I still make my dad do it. I'm almost 30 years old and he's still going to continue to do my taxes. But there's another job that I discovered today that I will never, ever do. Not because I'm probably not qualified, but it's also more that I just don't want to do it.
Okay.
And that is, I don't want to be the person who has to serve papers.
Like legal papers?
Oh my God, no thank you. Mm. No. Here's the thing. This guy came over to our house today, this morning, knocked on the door, I answered it, and he was looking for somebody. That person does not live there. I let him know, but I could tell he wanted to serve papers. You could just tell.
Yeah.
And in that moment, I realized I never want to do that job. Here's why. Because you can't tell me they don't get punched in the face. I don't know. Do they? That would be my first thought. Here's your papers. Punch. I wouldn't. But like, don't you think people do that? I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like, you know, based off my love of true crime television and movies, that it's more so like you're constantly just looking for people. I feel like that's the worst part about it.
Is you never find them?
No, because they know that you're coming. So they're like, well, I'm going to dodge you.
Oh, my thing is I immediately think that they would, you'd eventually find them, right? And then you'd be like, Taylor, we're serving you with, I don't know, court papers or whatever. And then you would punch me. Because nobody wants to be served,
well,
right?
It's not their fault. They're just the messenger. They're literally the messenger.
I just assume they get punched a lot. I don't know if they actually do, but that's just what I assume. And that's always what I think about jobs. When I think of jobs, when I was like looking for jobs before radio, I always think, what's the likelihood I'm going to get slapped or punched? I do think about that a lot. I don't like to be slapped or punched. I just want you to know that.
I'm concerned that that was such a big concern for you.
The biggest perk about renting is that when something breaks or something's not working right, you just tell your landlord and then they get maintenance on the job.
Mm-hmm.
However, I fear that we're about to be banned or at least known as the dumbest tenants of all time.
Yeah.
Because, oh my God, something else has gone wrong. Okay. If you remember, not that long ago, we had a weird like power thing. Where like our outlets were working, but our overhead lights weren't. It ended up being something on the breaker that my boyfriend Curly just didn't press. He pressed every other button except the one button. So we looked really dumb there. But last night, before I left here, he texted me, the garage door's acting up. It won't open. So you gotta manually open and close it. I'm like, okay, that's weird. He's like, I put in a maintenance request. We'll figure it out. So I got home and there he was opening up the garage door for me, pulling it up with his arms. That was nice because I don't think I could do it. And had to pull it shut this morning. He was getting ready to leave before I did for the day. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to follow you down because I'm going to need to pull my car out now. I'm not going to be able to open and shut this garage door by myself. So we go, and he's like, well, just hit the button, and let's see if something's changed overnight. So I do. Nothing happens. And he looks, and he's looking around, and he goes, wait a minute. Try it again. So I did, and it worked. I'm like, what'd you just find over there? What'd you just do to fix it? And he's like, well, so it looks like somebody must have whacked the sensor by the side of the door with the garbage can when they brought it in after garbage day yesterday. So we're good now.
Who's that somebody?
Wasn't me.
Was it him?
Wasn't him.
Was it his brother?
It was his brother. Which, yeah. I mean, it's an accident. We keep our cans over on that side, but he like bent the sensor out of the way so it couldn't sense that it was opening. But I was like, did you look at that yesterday when you got home? Well, no, I didn't think about it. It's like, okay, so I'm going to need you to call the landlord and be like, oopsie poopsie, cancel that request. Got it figured out. This is starting to get embarrassing. I don't know what we need to do.
You guys are the dumbest three company I've ever seen.
You would think with three people living there, like somebody would have it together.
Smart enough? No.
I think we're about to get
banned. I really
thought
you were going to say there was like a volleyball in the way the whole time.
No, it was just bent out of whack.
And then I thought when you said that it was your driving or something.
You know, surprisingly, no, it wasn't.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
The hole's still there.
Sorry, I was trying really hard not to hiccup on the radio or... Go on about the hole.
Okay, the hole's still there. If you were not joining...
Don't look to me.
If you were not with us yesterday, there was a whole saga of no water at the radio station because it was shut off because there was some sort of issue.
Like a pipe burst.
Yes. And then you told me there was rumors of a hole in the neighborhood in the road. So I did my Taylor window update live from the hole yesterday. I didn't climb in it. It's actually not even that deep and there's nothing juicy in there, but they still have it coned off. And I came that way to work today. I came up that street because I was like, I want to see what's going on. Are they gonna have people working on it? What's up with the hole? I haven't seen anybody over there today, but it is making a big muddy mess.
Is it leaking?
I don't know. There's mud all over the road over there. And then I heard, I was eavesdropping from my office earlier. I heard our engineer, Kevin, was gossiping about the whole...
Is Kevin a gossiper? I got to start talking to him more often. What does he know?
He was talking to some people about, you know, oh, we didn't have water yesterday. It got shut off. He said there was a geyser at some point.
What's a geyser?
Like water shooting up from the ground.
Where the heck was I?
I don't know. And I have a hard time believing.
Pull the security footage. We got cameras right on that.
I don't know if it was coming
from
that hole.
That could go on America's Funniest Home Videos. We could all retire early.
I have a feeling that it was not that hole. Because like I told you yesterday when I was standing right next to it, there's no pipes. There's nothing exposed.
Well, why aren't you talking to Kevin? Kevin is apparently the gossiper. He would know where the hole is.
I was eavesdropping. That's why I didn't want to expose myself as a peeping Tom listener.
You should have asked him where the hole, if that's the correct hole.
I gotta ask him where the geyser was, because I have a hard time believing there was water coming from that. But yeah, yesterday morning, I guess there was a geyser.
Okay, well, if that's not the hole, I need you to go find the hole.
Well, I don't know where the hole is.
Well, Kevin knows. Kevin's apparently been gossiping.
Okay, well, I'll try to catch him next time. Be like, hey.
Kevin's been doing my job. He's been doing the Lord's work gossiping around here.
I guess so.
I want to know what he says about me.
I'll find out about that too, but no. I'm not going to tell you.
Okay, what?
Kevin, I'm coming for you.
I am absolutely loving that I am in my grandma era.
It's kind of the it thing right now, honestly.
It really is. I have been into cross-stitching lately. It's been my new hobby. I'm obsessed with it. I think about it every day. I dream about it.
Wow.
Quite often. And it has gone to a whole new level because I've been wanting to do this for a while now. And I finally got myself up to do it. But, okay. So I have this little nook, like, on the couch. It's my little spot, okay? So I've got a little magnifying lamp. Yep, it magnifies, mm-hmm. and it lights up. I needed one of those. Let's not talk about it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
My eyesight's going bad. So I got one of those, and then I put on my iPad. I put on the news, and I sat there drinking my lemon water, cross-stitching this morning while the sun came up.
Oh, wow.
It was the greatest thing that I've ever done.
Yeah, you.
I loved every minute.
Are like borderline retirement age now.
All I need is 48 more cats, and I'm happiest I could ever be.
Yeah, that does sound like
a
dream.
Literally so happy. So I loved it. I think I'm gonna do it again. Get up even more earlier tomorrow.
Okay. If you order
what
a recliner that helps you,
it does recline. The couch does.
Oh, my God. I have nothing. You have hit your ultimate form. I don't know what
and
else
I love
to say.
It. What's something you should know but can't remember? That's what we're talking about today.
Whether it's something you should know how to do or just know more about. Mm-hmm. You just can't remember it. And honestly, why learn it?
And you can call us and tell us about it at 319-200-1029. For me, it's so stupid. But I can't ever, for the life of me, remember the difference between a dehumidifier and a humidifier at all.
Like what they do or what do you mean?
Yes. Like one of them, I don't know. We have one in the bedroom and you're going to have to tell me which one it is, but it puffs air out and makes it, I don't know, not moisturized.
Okay, so that's a humidifier.
Thank God
Here's
you know.
Here's a little helpful
Thank
hint.
Thank God you know. I'm not going to remember, Taylor. What's
humidifier
the point?
Means it's making it more humid, aka moisture.
Uh-huh.
Dehumidifier. The D is like no moisture, go away. Dehumidifier is
you say that I'm still gonna forget because I think this is the same conversation neighbor man has also given me.
So what's the issue?
I just can't remember. They're too close of a name. You should have picked a completely different names.
What would you like to name them?
Air puffer, and I don't know what the other one could be called. Because the other one, like, puffs, like, little cute little smokes of air. Not really. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And that's the one that's in my bedroom. Because, like, 'tis the season of dry season.
What? Yes.
So, air puffer. And I don't know what we call the other one.
Air sucker?
Air sucker. See? And then I would remember the difference between those two. Air puffer and air sucker. But I'm never going to remember the difference between dehumidifier and humidifier for the life of me. And I know it's stupid.
Maybe you just found your new names, I guess.
I'm going to call the manufacturers and ask them to start calling them air puffers
and air suckers.
What's something you should know but you can't ever seem to remember? Let us know at 319-200-1029, because I, for the life of me, I don't think I will ever remember the difference between a dehumidifier and a humidifier. I don't care how many times people tell me the difference, I will never remember.
So random.
Then stupid.
Oh, Stephanie, what should you know but can't seem to remember?
What I was supposed to be doing in this room.
Oh my God.
I hate that feeling.
All the time. But I have a hint on the dehumidifier.
What do you got?
Dehumidifier. Dry.
You know what? See, and now, why can somebody have just said that a long time ago? I think I'm going to remember it now.
That's
so
helpful,
the one
man.
In my bedroom is a dehumidifier.
No, you said it's spitting out air because it's dry in there.
Right? She said dry. D for dry.
Yeah, it dries out the room. This is hopeless. I can't with you. Anyways.
See, this is why I'll never know. And I'll never remember.
Yeah, you should accept that. I had this moment last night, actually, when we were leaving work. Our coworker, Jim, was like, "Hey, girls, would one of you mind helping me with a jump on my car?"
And I immediately ran past you two.
Well, and you know what? That sucks. It is always coldest, like the coldest day. It never happens on a not cold day that you need a jump. And I have had a bad car in my life that needed lots of jumps. Mm-hmm. So you would think I'm a professional. I am not. I have the cables.
You've seen it done 1,000 times.
I've seen it done 1,000 times. I've had to help my dad because it's kind of a 2-person job, mm-hmm. hooking it up to both batteries or whatever. But in that moment when he was like, "Hey, can one of you help me with my car?" I was like, "Duh, mm-hmm. I have the stuff. Do you know how to do it? Because I don't." And he was like, "Well, yeah, I do. I just need your battery, basically." But that's something I should know. I really should know, especially after having a piece of crap vehicle mm-hmm. for so many years. But I don't have it memorized. I know that one goes to the plus and one goes to the minus. I don't know if it's the red or the black. I don't know.
I thought you had to connect something to a metal piece.
You also have to connect something to a metal piece.
Okay, thank God. I was like, isn't there a metal piece involved? Uh-huh. I didn't know about a plus and minus.
No, I know the logistics. Like, I know all the terms, right? But I could never just go out there and do it without literally watching a YouTube video.
We send you out there, and if a car explodes, well, we know that
I don't want to do that experiment.
It seems dumb, but you're like, God, I can't believe I'm how old, and I can't seem to remember whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're talking about whatever that is.
Yeah, you just can't remember how to do it, what it is, whatever. Katie, what's that for you?
How tall I am. I haven't grown since like the 6th grade, and I still have no idea how tall I am.
It's kind of like, why would I need to know?
Mm-hmm.
Who cares how tall I am? I don't need to remember.
Yeah.
Do you know?
5'3", I think.
Not very confident.
I think it's 5'3". I'm not really quite sure. I haven't been measured in forever.
Yeah, I guess
I don't think they do it at the doctor. Well, at least my doctor's off. I haven't had that happen in forever. They do the weight. Don't worry. They don't ever
miss the weight.
They never miss the weight. You're like, God, maybe this one time. No.
No, it always happens.
Never.
Colleen, what's something you should know but can't ever remember?
That 1 teaspoon of minced garlic is equal to 1 clove of garlic.
I never knew that.
Yeah, neither did I.
I didn't either. I still don't. I still have to Google it every time I go to use my garlic because I get the garlic in a jar.
Uh-huh.
I still have to, and I've been doing that for like almost a year now.
As a fellow garlic lover,
I didn't even know.
I didn't know that either. I just hope for the best and dump as much as I want in.
Well, what she just kind of reminded me was I have made chicken how many times in my life, but I will never, ever remember what is the temperature chicken needs to be at to be fully cooked.
Yeah.
I'll put that thermometer in 1,000 times and still never remember.
Nope.
So what? I have to Google search it every time.
I have to Google search it every time. It used to be I would text my mom every time, be like, how long do I have to cook it at what temperature?
Same. I would do my dad.
I've just graduated to now Googling.
To Google searching.
What's the internal temperature?
And I think it's 350, but I don't think that's correct.
The inside of the chicken?
That can't be right then.
It would be exploded. I think it's 165.
Oh, see, maybe it's 350 for the oven. I might be getting it mixed up.
I am so scared.
This is why I have to Google search it every time.
That'd be some crispy chicken. Oh my God.
The fire department is called.
Seriously. Abby, what's something you should know but can't ever remember?
My age.
Oh. You know, after you've hit the good years, like 16, 18, 21, you just start forgetting.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like, I turned 26 this year, and when people ask me, I have to count in my head.
Uh-huh. You're like, what's 95 plus whatever?
Literally, yeah.
Especially around your birthday, which is about to happen for both of us, really, at the beginning of this year.
This one's only easy for me because I know I'm hitting the dreaded big...
30!
Will you shut up? Shut up!
30!
Earlier, we were talking about things you should remember, but you just can't seem to.
Yeah, you don't know the difference or whatever. You just can't ever remember it.
0617 texted in. They said they have a hard time with fiction and nonfiction.
And you confidently off the air, you're like, well, yeah, I know the difference.
Well, here's the thing. I messed up when I told you, but when I'm not with you and on the spot, I can remember the difference. Nonfiction, I have to think it's the opposite of what I would want it to be.
It's opposite day.
Exactly. Nonfiction, I would think it's not true, right? Because it sounds like not fiction, right? Not true.
Mm-hmm.
However, it's the opposite. Nonfiction is true.
Yeah. And fiction is like fantasy.
Yeah, exactly. So I always have to think it's the opposite of what I want it to be.
Your brain.
But that's how we have to think about a lot of things. There's something else that I think the opposite of.
Maybe you should try that with humidifier and dehumidifier.
Someone still needs to help me with that one.
Oh my God. Well, 0035 said, I can't ever remember how you can tell if an egg is good or bad or not. P.S. If the egg floats, it's bad. I learned that the hard way this weekend. 2 weeks from now, I'll have to Google it again. I didn't know this.
Are we checking our eggs?
I didn't know we were supposed to be checking our eggs like that.
I just, the cart tells me it expires in February. What else are we supposed to be doing?
Floating your eggs, I guess.
Is this every time? I have questions.
I don't know. Also, I hope your tummy's okay because it sounds like you said you learned it the hard way. Yikes.
What happens when you eat a bad egg? I've got questions.
Bad, bad things.
Have you had it?
I don't know. I've never floated my egg, so how am I supposed to know?
I've never floated my eggs. How am I supposed to know if I got sick from a bad egg? I don't know. Well, now I don't know.
You just blew
my mind.
I had
eggs this morning. 0035, did I have a bad egg this morning?
Well, now you're going to know that you're supposed to float it, and you're going to have to do exactly what they do, which is Google if it floats, is it good or bad? It's bad if it floats.
I'm never going to remember that. You would think sink, it's good, bad. Float, it's good. It's the same thing. If you float on water, you're good.
I don't want to eat eggs anymore.
Now I'm too confused.
You just got the egg ick just by talking about it.
I guess I kind of always knew roughly how old and like when our babiest animal is, Zaw.
Yeah.
But I never knew exactly when his birthday was. And today, neighbor man and I were kind of going back and forth like, is he a year old yet? Like, how much more of this baby phase are we going through, you know?
Oh, yes.
Can we get him off the baby food? That's what we want to know.
Ah.
Is it time yet to get him off the baby food? Because he keeps wanting to eat Evie, her food, which is adult food.
Yeah.
And it's getting annoying trying to separate the two. So I had to ask the person who we got Zaw from, when's Zaw's birthday? Zaw's birthday is July 8th. And immediately, neighbor man goes, oh my God, that is so close to Post Malone. First off, I am so proud that I have trained him so well.
He's broken.
Post Malone's birthday is July 4th. I love that he thought that before. He thought that before me. Mm-hmm. That wasn't even my first thought. He just went, oh my God, that's so close to Post Malone. I was like, wow, I'm very proud of you. I was like, dang it. We should have named him Post Malone.
Okay.
So he's like, well, I guess now, I mean, his like nickname could be Malone if you like every once in a while I want to call him that. And I go, no. Moving forward, we're going to have that be his middle name. Zaw Malone. Why are you looking at me like that? Do you ever give your pet? Have you never given a
pet? No, I haven't given my pets, my cat's middle name, which
you
I
should.
Always regret because I, like any of my family dogs, we've always given them middle
yes.
names. I guess I've never had that moment where I'm like, oh, this is it.
This was it for us. Za Malone.
It's not even his birthday.
It's pretty dang close. They're 4 days away from each other. So he's he's my little postie. That's his nickname. I'm going to call him Postie every once in a while. Come here, Postie.
This is not what you needed.
Anyway, so Za Malone now is what he's going by.
Okay.
And until we get married, he has my last name, and then I'll get to have Neighbor Man's last name. That's what we decided.
So many decisions. Wow.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I always hear people older than me saying, oh my gosh, those jeans you're wearing were so in style when I was in high school, I was in college. And now for the first time, I'm seeing a trendy item where I can say, wow, that was trendy when I was in middle school and high school.
Get your pants!
Dude, I wish.
When are they coming back? I'm going to root for them every year, and every year you're probably going to tell me no.
Dude, I wish. Those were the most comfortable pants of all time.
When they come back, Taylor, I will be first in line.
I'm right there with you.
And that's all I'm going to wear every single day to work. Just understand that.
I do.
Because it felt like you weren't wearing pants.
As a third grader, was my go-to. Okay. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, no, it's not. It's not the gauchos.
Dang it.
What is coming back
with worse.
The younger generation is Miss Me jeans.
Oh, I loved those.
Dude.
I couldn't afford them. So I always had to get them at secondhand stores.
They were expensive.
Very expensive. So I always got them at secondhand stores because I could never afford them.
They were really expensive. They were the ones, and I'm sure there were other brands too that are probably going to make their way back, but they always had the most
bedazzled butt.
Outlandish bedazzled butt pockets with some sort of designs on it, like crosses and like swirls, and so rhinestoned that it literally like hurt to sit on.
And the boys and the girls wore them.
They did. Yeah. They did.
It really, because we just wanted to look at each other's butts, apparently. That's all we wanted to do. I mean, seriously, though.
I never thought about it like that.
Let's be honest.
You may be onto something there. No, because, you know, like thrifting and like vintage stuff is really in.
So people are finding our Miss Me's?
So people are finding Miss Me jeans at the thrift stores, and they're like, oh my gosh, these are so cool.
Wait, the kids don't know what they are?
They don't know the lore. They don't. I think they still sell them, probably, but not at stores that these kids and high schoolers and early 20-year-olds are shopping at. And they're like, these are so cool. I have to get them. So now they're going to start popping up everywhere.
Is Miss Me still in business?
I would assume so. Let me Google here.
Because I would like to know if they're still in business, and then are they going to hear about this and then bring them back in style?
Oh, yeah. They're still. Yeah, they got a website, man. They're still out there.
But do they still have the bedazzled butts on their website?
Oh, yeah. I just clicked
Are you serious?
I just clicked on a picture.
Not going to lie. I'm excited this is coming.
They've gotten more expensive.
Wait, how much? 200?
No. Okay. So I feel like
300.
No. Okay. Let's not get crazy.
Well, they were always crazy.
I feel like they were like $90.
I always thought they were 100.
Maybe now they're like at least 115 on the internet.
Oh, well, they're not. Oh, geez. Okay. Maybe as a kid, I thought they were really expensive.
I mean, they were for like when you're that young, I feel like it's rare to buy jeans that are that expensive because you're growing. Mm-hmm. Right. So if you had a pair, I think I had one pair that I literally would wear to school almost every day. Because it's like, hello, I have to show these off. And I had one friend who had so many different pairs that it was like, oh my God, what Miss Me
I'm just saying,
is she showing up in today?
The next time you see me, if these are coming back, you're going to see me in Miss Me's.
Do you still have any?
No.
Mm.
I did hold on to them for quite some time, but I got rid of them all.
Now you are going to have that regret.
But I am going to get them back. I'll go to the thrift stores too.
Well, they're there apparently.
I'll get them. I can't wait to show off my flashy booty.
I think you have a different goal than they do.
It's those girls in the afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I don't know why I did it, but I played that VR game that Neighbor Man won't stop playing, which is hot dogs, horseshoes, and hand grenades. Surprised I even got it correct, to be quite honest with you.
I was shook to find out, because you're saying that he is about to be in a tournament for it, and I was not expecting you to say it was a hot dog game.
Yeah, he's been playing this for the last several weeks, and now he's going to enter a tournament coming up in March, which means it's going to be his entire life from here until the end of March, basically. And I talked mad smack about it, to be quite honest with you, because mm-hmm. they look stupid.
Well, it's a little like what?
Dorky?
What is this?
Yeah. On air yesterday, and he heard it on the podcast, Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast, because he listens every day, which mm-hmm. I appreciate. And he's like, you know what? You can't talk smack if you've never played the game, which I respect.
Okay.
Because he's not wrong. You can't. Can you honestly talk crap about something if you don't really truly know? He's not wrong.
Well, yes, but no.
So I was like, I'm really tired. I don't want to do it tonight, but fine. I will play one game. I will kill one hot dog, and that is it.
Mm-hmm.
So I put on the VR gear. And I'm going to tell you right now, first off, before I could even get to these stupid hot dogs, it is so hard to work the VR gear. Okay, I'm trying to load up a little gun or whatever, and I couldn't even figure that out. We're yelling at each other. I'm like, I can't hear you.
It's all around your head.
It's all around my head. That was a whole thing. Finally, I find a hot dog, and I get up to it. It sees me. I see the hot dog, and I go at it, and I kill it. And I was like, you know what? That was kind of fun. Let me try again. I want to kill another one. So I go for another one, and I kill it again. So then eventually he gets me to something. Now I'm not going to understand the game very well, but he gets me to something where I'm entering some type of mode where there's now multiple hot dogs. Because I was kind of complaining to him that there wasn't enough hot dogs.
Oh.
This seems too easy. You put me on beginner mode? Mm-hmm. Come on. I'm freaking champ over here. All right? So it puts me into some mode where all of a sudden they come. I don't know where the heck they were coming from, but they were coming from places. And again, like I said, I couldn't figure out for the life of me how to load my gun up at all.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't do it. So they're coming at me. And next thing I know, I'm like, I can't shoot. What am I also going to do? So I start punching the stupid hot dog.
Did it work?
Yes. You can punch the hot dogs. I knocked one out.
Oh.
But let me tell you, nothing is more thrilling than killing a hot dog. Versus like in a normal game, you would, you know, do it to a human or whatever. I'm going to tell you, moving forward, more games should be to like vegetables or
other
food.
Processed meats,
other processed meat or something,
because
that was more thrilling than doing it to like a character of some sort. That, let me tell you, a hot dog was a lot of fun. Here's what I didn't know is that when you have the VR gear on, you can't see anything other than the game,
yeah.
Right? Little did I know his neighbor man's taking videos.
Oh, yeah.
He wanted your phone number last time because he wanted to send you.
Oh my God.
He wants to send you footage of me.
I would like to hold on to that for blackmail purposes.
But you know what he did with that? He sent it to the big old group chat with everyone in the community who plays this game.
Oh wow.
And goes, my girlfriend talked mad smack about the game, so I made her play it. Here she is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they were making fun of me.
You got God.
They were making fun of me in this group chat. I'm getting made fun of right now.
Okay, so here's what I just learned in the last 2 minutes of my life is that you actually had fun playing the game.
Yeah, but I don't want to ever admit that again.
You're as big of a nerd as he is.
Okay, stop it.
And you must look really dumb doing it if you got a whole chat of people laughing at you.
It's the perfect time for a cat story with Those Girls in the Afternoon on Z102.9.
Now, I'm a strict rule follower, but from time to time, even I will break a rule.
Yes.
And today's cat story has nothing to do with a cat in whatsoever. It's got to do with a dog. And you know what? I think it's totally worth it because this story is going to warm your heart. I hope you had a horrible Wednesday because I'm about to make it better.
Sure. Yeah, it was the worst. I don't know. It's fine.
Okay. So there's this guy named Kevin, and he's been an Uber driver.
Okay.
All over Colorado for over 10 years now.
I was going to say, isn't the Morning Scramble? They have an Uber Connect.
I think his name is Kevin, too. Ooh,
small world. Weird.
Not that Kevin.
This Colorado Kevin.
Colorado Kevin. But yeah, he's been doing it for over 10 years. But he started bringing his dog, Bowie, along for his rides that he adopted 2.5 years ago. But he just recently brought Bowie along with him.
Okay.
I didn't know you could do this. I would assume it's some type of violation, but he's allowed to. What he does is he kind of has Bowie in the passenger seat, which normally people don't sit in the passenger seat.
You don't choose that ever. Yeah,
you don't do that. And Bowie's kind of in like a, he's got like a little kind of box or whatever, but he can still see people in the back seat and greet them, and they can pet him and all that fun jazz. But he rides along on the Uber rides with Kevin. It's just Kevin and Bowie.
Aww.
And what's nice is that Kevin kind of noticed that, you know, customers loved it because Colorado, and especially where they're at, dogs are like practically famous. Like they are very loved in that community.
Okay.
So he was like, well, of course, no one's going to have a problem with me taking a dog along. So he kind of started bringing the dog along and then noticed he was getting more regular customers. People wanted to return. Bowie wears a bow tie.
Love that.
And then what's nice is that they're in a college town. And so there's a lot of college students who left their pets back home, whether that's a cat, dog, snail, whatever. So when they get to see Bowie, it's a nice little like, oh my God, I missed my dog at home.
Yeah, well, dog fix.
Yeah. So he hadn't, until just recently, he's starting to take videos of the car ride, almost like carpool karaoke.
Oh, that's cool.
So if you want to see the Uber dog Bowie, you can. All you got to do is, I saw that there's a Facebook page, there's YouTube videos, and there's Instagram. Just search the Uber dog. On Instagram, it's the underscore Uber underscore dog. You can find him. He's gone viral like almost overnight. Wow. The YouTube algorithm has kind of worked in his favor, but he's gone kind of famous.
This is so genius, and I hope that other people start doing this. Number one, good on Kevin, because he's probably making so many more tips now.
Well, it's funny you say that, because there's a video, and there's a girl who's being caught saying, oh my God, this makes paying a $19 Uber ride so much more worth it.
I'm saying it makes it so much more worth it. So I hope other Uber drivers follow suit.
Oh, yeah.
And this becomes normal, because, hello, that's going to make the ride so much better.
I don't want a deluxe. You know what I'm saying? I don't want the deluxe
car. The Uber
car.
Black. I don't care about that.
Right. I don't want the Uber Black. I want you to tell me if Bowie is in there, or, I don't know, Hank or Luna of some sort, or Romeo or Toulouse or whatever it is. I want to hear that there's a cat or a dog in there.
I need this, because then you don't have to make the awkward small talk with the Uber driver.
Oh my God, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, instead of like, oh, you've been busy tonight, you can say, oh my goodness, Mr. Bowie,
you're so cute.
Look at the bow tie.
That was your feline fix with those girls in the afternoon. C102.9.
So I'm going to go hang out with some girlfriends from college this weekend. Mm-hmm. And you know, when you catch up with friends that maybe you don't keep up with on like a daily, weekly basis, you get the same questions of like, oh, are you still with that same guy? Or do you still have the same job? How are you living in the same place? That is not the question that I get asked when I catch up with my friends. I get asked, have you gotten a new car yet?
That's embarrassing.
Here's the thing about me. Yes, I have gotten a new car in the last year, to answer everybody's burning question. If you're new here and you don't remember, my old 2008 Chrysler Sebring,
the way you said that,
has some lore to it. I was known by all my friends that I had the worst imaginable car.
And you did.
Not that it was a bad car. I took horrible care of it. It was falling apart last year really badly. Like, brakes given out, sounded like a Toyota 7000. The engine was that bad. But I'm back in college. It was like, oh, Taylor's car didn't start today. Oh, Taylor's got a flat tire again. Oh, Taylor drove over a branch and the bottom part of your car is hanging off and it's zip tied together. So now that's what I get asked when I catch up with my girlfriends. Like, are you still driving that thing? Are you okay? Are you safe? We're worried about you. So I'm happy to report that now I can say yes.
When do you think that's going to stop being?
I don't know.
Because I feel like at this point in your life, you should be getting asked a different question, which you and Curly have been together for, you know, 2.5 years.
Yeah.
At this point, you should be getting asked the question, so when are you and Curly going to get married? When are you and Curly going to get engaged? When are you and Curly going to buy a house? You know, you're still going to ask the question of, how was the car?
You're still toting along in that car? I don't think it's going to change anytime soon, because they also know that I would be like, I don't know.
So you're going to be stuck with the car question forever.
And you know what? I'll choose that every time.
Instead of the other ones. Because you know what? The other ones are rough.
It's like, back off. I don't know.
time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
Yesterday was National Rubber Ducky Day.
Random.
Today, National Dress Up Your Pet Day.
Nice.
According to the National Retail Federation, what pet costume is the most popular?
This is crazy to think about.
I know.
Because, you know, I mean, I immediately think of like holiday costumes.
Yeah.
But some people be dressing up their pets all the time.
Don't judge on us.
I'm not. I wish I could. My cats really hate it, so I can't. Anyways, you can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
Well, I dress up little Zaw. He's got a little sweater that says favorite child because, you know, he is.
Wow, you're just laying it all out
there. Well, the other ones can't hear it.
You don't know. They might be able to read. We don't know.
I'll let you know if they read it one day.
Please do. They probably already know. I'm sure they do.
According to the National Retail Federation, what pet costume is the most popular?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on
C102.9.
It is National Dress Up Your Pet Day today, and in honor of that, the question is, according to the National Retail Federation, what pet costume is the most popular?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029 with that guess. If you want to send a picture of your pet in a costume,
hell yeah.
Feel free. We'd enjoy that.
Or just a pet.
But so far,
I'll take any pet.
Any pet, truly. If anybody's got a guinea pig dressed up, I'd love to see that.
Snake?
Yeah, whatever. So far, though, on the text line, we're seeing Hannah said a bumblebee.
Aww.
Classic.
That's
love
cute.
It.
Caitlin said in a raincoat.
There is nothing that makes me happier than somebody taking their dog out and I drive past and that dog has a little raincoat on.
And the little booties.
The booties.
Because they can't walk in them. They don't know how.
Oh, it's just the cutest. And you know what? They deserve a raincoat.
Mm-hmm.
As they should. 1692 said a devil. I don't need to dress my cats up to look like the devil.
They already are.
They got it inside of
them. They got the tail and everything. And the ears.
I'm just saying.
Secret devils.
It all makes sense.
According to the National Retail Federation, what pet costume is the most popular?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029. And the answer's coming up in about 3 minutes.
Have you ever dressed up your cats?
I've tried.
And?
They flop over and act like they can't walk anymore.
I'm dead.
I'm not kidding. They stiff leg and then they just fall over with their Christmas sweaters I bought them. And
so you're like, what a waste of my money.
Yeah. Well, and then I did it again this year and I bought them reindeer costumes for Christmas.
Same flop thing. Over.
Flopped over and just pouted.
And they do just lay there until you take it off?
They refuse to walk.
Are you serious?
I'll show you a video.
I would love to dress up Fat Mochi, but you know, I don't know.
They lose all sense of their limbs.
I don't know what would happen. I'd have to put them in a grown-up t-shirt at this rate.
You would
rate.
Need maybe an XL.
You asked. You shall receive.
I did. Oh.
Taylor had asked for pictures of dogs in costumes.
Well, yeah. I said if you had any that you wanted to share, go ahead. Shout out Rick. For sending not one, well, it's one picture, but of three little doggos all dressed up in what looks like Christmas attire.
That is the cutest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
It is very cute. And they look happy.
They do.
Sometimes they look really sad, but your dogs, Rick, they look happy.
They're like, we want to be in this every day.
They were on the nice list.
Mm-hmm. Well, today's National Dress Up Your Pet Day, and tonight's trivia question, according to the National Retail Federation, what pet costume is the most popular?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
Pumpkin is the most popular pet costume. Costume.
I believe that. For every Halloween, I feel like you see a million dogs, especially dressed as pumpkins.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Followed by that, you got hot dogs.
Love that. You've got to do that with your Zaw because he is a weenie dog.
It's only
appropriate.
I got to find one that's like really, really tiny because he's such a small dog.
You have to. And it only makes sense because Neighbor Man plays a weird hot dog video game.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, seriously. Then we got Bat. I don't know if I've ever seen it.
You know what? I have. I've seen it as a cat costume.
Really?
Because a lot of time the cat costumes are just like wings of some sort.
You're right. I have. I haven't seen a cat do it. I've seen it in the cat department.
Yes, same.
Ghost?
Oh, that would be easy.
How would they do that?
Just put a sheet over them? That was a big TikTok trend.
Oh, well, then how are they going to see? They just
cut the eye holes out. You got to have a real obedient dog.
And then it's Bumblebee. After that.
Oh, that's cute.
I think a bumblebee would be absolutely adorable.
I would love to dress my cats up in any of those, but they refuse.
Flops right over.
I think they play dead, honestly. They make me feel bad.
Why don't you play like, I don't know, like hunter and they just play like a deer?
What?
Why don't you play a hunter for like Halloween and they just play deer? And then
dress them up as deer?
And then ta-da.
Oh, like roadkill? That's terrible. That's horrible.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.